Believers Bible Assembly is pleased to welcome you this morning to our teaching series called Searching the Scriptures. It is our prayer that many will tune in to hear this teaching from God's Word, and the Lord will open many hearts to an understanding of His Word and to His wonderful salvation. If you are enjoying and benefiting from this program, then please inform your family and friends to also listen in each week to this broadcast. At the end of the program, I will provide phone numbers for you to contact us so that you may comment or ask questions about what you have heard or if you would like some more information about our church. Now let us begin today's broadcast with some music that will help prepare our hearts for hearing God's Word. If you have a Bible handy, you may want to open and follow along with today's scripture reading. We will be reading from the Gospel of Matthew,
chapter 25. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. Those who were foolish took their lamps, but took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. And while the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, Behold, the bridegroom comes. Go out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, Give us some of your oil, for our lamps have gone dry. But the wise answered, saying, No, lest there be not enough for us and you. But rather go to those who sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they who were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterwards the other virgins came also, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, Verily I say unto you, I do not know you. Therefore watch, for you do not know either the day or the hour in which the Son of Man comes. For it is as if a man traveling into a far country called his own servants and gave them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2 talents, and to another 1, to each man according to his total ability. And immediately he took his journey. Then he who had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same and made another 5 talents. And likewise he who had received 2, he also gained another 2. But he who has received 1 went and dug in the earth and hid his Lord's money. After a long time the Lord of those servants came and reckoned with them, and so he who had received 5 talents came and brought another 5 talents, saying, Lord, you delivered 5 talents to me. Behold, I have gained 5 talents more besides them. His Lord said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. He also who had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, you delivered 2 talents to me. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them. His Lord said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. Then he who had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew that you were a hard man, reaping where you did not sow and gathering where you did not scatter. And I was afraid and went and hid your talent in the earth. Lo, you have that which is yours. His Lord answered and said to him, Wicked and slothful servant, you knew that I reaped where I did not sow and gathered where I did not scatter. Therefore you should have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received my own with interest. Therefore take the talent from him, and give it to him who has 10 talents. For unto every one who has more, more shall be given, and he shall have plenty. But from him who has not, even that which he has shall be taken away from him. And throw the unprofitable servant into outer darkness, and there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And when the Son of Man shall come in glory, and all the holy angels with him, then he shall sit upon the throne of his glory, and all nations shall be gathered before him, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then the king shall say unto those on his right hand, Come, blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and ye gave me food. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. I was naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came to me. Then the righteous shall answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see thee hungry, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink? When did we see thee a stranger, and took thee in, or naked, and clothed thee? Or when did we see thee sick, or in prison, and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say to them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you have done it unto the one of the least of these my brothers, you have done it unto me. Then he also shall say unto those on the left hand, Depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and ye gave me no food. I was thirsty, and ye gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and ye did not take me in. I was naked, and ye did not clothe me. I was sick and in prison, and ye did not visit me. Then they also shall answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see thee hungry, or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? Then he shall answer them, saying, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you did not do it unto one of the least of these, ye did not do it unto me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life.
With much anticipation, we're longing for the day when the groom shall call his waiting bride and take us all away. The saints in celebration will hear him when he shouts. He's not leaving from a borrowed tomb. He's coming in the clouds.
Lesson 25, Entering Jesus' Kingdom. In today's lesson, we shall learn more teaching from Jesus that tells us about his return someday. Once again, Jesus uses parables to teach us about what his coming will be like. These parables in today's lesson are designed to warn us to be waiting, ready, and busy doing his work so we can be ready for his return. The first parable is about 10 virgins. We are told that 5 of the virgins were wise and 5 were foolish. The virgins were waiting for the return of the bridegroom, but because the time was late, they all fell asleep while waiting for him to come. These were friends of the bridegroom who waited for him to return after going to the home of the bride to collect his bride and bring her to his own home. They would hear the news that he was returning with his bride, and they would go out to meet him and escort the procession into the bridegroom's home. Unfortunately, 5 of the virgins in our story ran out of oil and asked the others to share some of theirs, but the wise ones who had prepared themselves with extra oil were not willing to share theirs unless they also ran out of oil. They counseled the foolish ones to go and buy their own oil, but while they went to buy oil, the bridegroom had already come and entered into his house, and the doors were shut. When the foolish cried, Lord, Lord, open to us, the answer came back, I do not know you. The lesson of this parable is that we should be prepared for the coming of the Lord, who is coming to take his bride back to heaven, that is, his church. Those who have sufficient oil speaks to us of those who are true Christians and have the Holy Spirit indwelling them. These are the ones who have prepared to go with the Lord when He comes from heaven, because they have received the Lord Jesus as their Savior. The foolish virgins picture for us those who are not true Christians, but they think they are. They are just like the other virgins in every way, except they lacked enough oil, which is an illustration of the Holy Spirit. We know they are fake Christians, for we see them left outside and crying to the Lord to let them in. But He replies, "I do not know you." The key to salvation is a personal relationship to Jesus Christ by faith. And if you do not know Him personally in your life, then you are like one of these foolish virgins who was left outside. The next parable is about a man who travels but leaves some money with his servants to look after until he returns. He gives each one according to his ability. And so one man receives 5 talents, another 2, and the last one receives 1 talent. The servant who received the 5 talents traded with the money and managed to make another 5 talents with his master's money. Also, the one with 2 talents doubled the money that was entrusted to him. But the man with 1 talent went and hid the talent in a hole in the ground. When the master returned, a long while later, the servant with 5 talents returned the 5 talents with the additional 5 talents he had gained, and likewise the servant with 2 returned the gains he had made. But the man with 1 talent returned the 1 talent without any gain. The master was pleased with the first 2 servants and invited them into the joy of their Lord and gave them greater responsibilities. The servant who did not make any gains was rebuked by the master, saying he was a wicked and lazy servant, and he was cast into outer darkness. The parable teaches us again about those who are genuine believers and those who have produced spiritual fruitfulness in their lives, contrasted with those who are not genuine believers, who in the end produce nothing of spiritual value. Those who were able to make some gains with the money the master left them picture for us what the Christian life is to be like. Christians receive bountifully from the Lord, and according to their abilities are expected to produce some fruit for God. This means that they should grow up in Christ, become more like Christ, and help serve the body of Christ and lead souls to Christ. If they cannot produce anything for Christ, then it means they never were true Christians. If you planted some seeds and waited patiently for the plant to grow, but it never grew and never produced any fruit, then you would come to the conclusion that the seeds had no life in them. The same is true of people who say they are Christians, but never bear any spiritual fruit. The final story here is not really a parable, but an account of what it will actually be like when the Lord returns to earth in judgment. With all the nations before Him, He will separate the people like a shepherd dividing his sheep from his goats. These animals are different, but all mixed together. So when the Lord comes, there will be a mixture of 2 types of people, those who are true followers of Christ and those among them who are false. He will bring His true followers to His right hand, which is the place of honor and privilege, and the false professors will be placed on the left, awaiting His judgment. The righteous on His right hand are rewarded according to their many acts of kindness done to Him, which He recounts to them. They were surprised by this, for they did not recognize when they had done these kindnesses for Him. But He tells them that as much as you have done it to the least of these my brethren, you have done it unto me. When He speaks in judgment against those on His left, He tells them that they never served Him in any way the kindnesses that those on the right had done. Therefore these were cast into the fires of hell, prepared for the devil and his angels, our demons. What we learn from this is that our works show the reality of our faith. If we are willing to serve the needs of others in the church, it means the Holy Spirit living inside has guided us into spiritual fruitfulness. When our lives do not produce good works to serve the needs of others around us, it shows that we are not genuine believers. This is a good test to see if we are really saved or not. All 3 of these teachings about the Lord's return show us that there will be a separation between those who are true believers and those who are not, and it is based upon whether a person has the Holy Spirit and how they produce spiritual fruitfulness. If you have no fruit, then you do not have the Holy Spirit. Today I hope you will be wise and ask Jesus to be your Savior and so prepare yourself for His return. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming. Matthew chapter 25, verse 13. And now for today's Bible question. Today we have been learning about what it will be like when Jesus returns to judge the world in righteousness, and how He will separate His true followers from those who were false Christians. We also heard how some will be judged in the fires of hell with the devil and his angels. Someone might ask the question, why would a loving God send anyone to hell? God never sends anyone to hell, but He does desire that everyone repent and accept His free offer of salvation through Jesus Christ. God wants all people to live in heaven with Him, and that is why He sent His Son, Jesus, to die for our sins. We read in this passage today about the place called hell, a place of fire and torment, where it is described as outer darkness, and where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth. We have been warned about this terrible place so that we will avoid going there. It is of God's mercy that we are warned, and if we are wise, we will do what God requires to avoid this terrible and eternal judgment. There was an important phrase that we should take notice of in this passage. It was this, that the place of fire and torment was created for the devil and his angels. What this teaches us is that God never created the sufferings of hell for people like you and me, but rather for the fallen angels and for Lucifer the devil, who is also a fallen angel. These fallen spirits lived in the splendor of God's presence and had every joy and blessing, but still pride rose up in Satan's heart and he wanted to be like God. Therefore God cast him out of heaven, and some day will cast him into the eternal fires of His judgment, where he shall never escape. God created hell for the devil and those evil spirits who followed him in rebellion against God. If men choose the same path of rebellion, then God is left with no other choice than to give them the same judgment. But that is not what God intended or desires. He has gone to the greatest length to save our souls. We notice in the teachings about separating the sheep and the goats that the Lord said to the sheep on His right hand that they should come and inherit the kingdom that was prepared from the foundation of the world. God has not only prepared a place of judgment, but He has also prepared a kingdom to inherit. These places of blessing and cursing were both prepared by God from the foundation of the world. God has set a course of judgment and a plan of reward in motion from the beginning. God, in His wisdom and foreknowledge, knew that some men would respond to His grace and mercy and would believe and submit to Jesus as their Savior, and some would choose their own path of rebellion, just like the devil chose. He therefore has prepared both places of destiny, but never intended for men to go into hell. If men end up in hell, it certainly is not God's fault. God has called all men to salvation, but He will not force men to come to heaven if they prefer to rebel against Him. Hell is a horrible place, where there will be endless suffering, pain, crying in darkness. I plead with you to make sure you are prepared and ready to go to heaven, so you never have to enter into that place of eternal sorrow. Heaven is God's desire for you, and today He opens His arms wide to you and invites you to enter into His kingdom. All He asks of you is to come to Jesus in faith. Ask Jesus to forgive your sins and to be the Lord over your life. If you ask in sincere faith, then God will save you. In time, you should see changes in your life and spiritual fruit, which shows that the Holy Spirit lives inside of you. Do not be like so many church-going people who say they are Christians, but do not produce any spiritual fruit in their lives. Then the King will say to those on His right hand, "Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." Matthew chapter 25, verse 34. Just before we conclude today's broadcast, we want our listeners to be aware of our Emmaus Bible courses that we are making available. These courses are from Emmaus Bible College in the USA. There are 12 courses in the first series and also 12 in the second series. These courses begin with the basic teachings of Christianity and move on to more advanced doctrinal studies in subjects such as biblical marriage, the New Testament Church, and evangelism. If you should be interested in becoming a student of these courses, or feel that you could use these materials to help others grow in their Christian walk, then please feel free to contact us and we will provide the information needed to get you started. You may phone Shadrach in Kumasi at 024-442-1948, or if you have access to the internet, please visit our website at www.bibleassemblychurch.com, where you will find details about the Emmaus courses and a student registration form that you can download and use to register as an Emmaus student. If you want to become a true born-again Christian, here is what you must do. 1. Admit that you are a sinner. Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." 2. Realize that God hates your sin and must judge it. Romans 6:23 says, "The wages of sin is death," and this means eternal separation from God. 3. Realize that God loves you and does not want you to perish. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." 4. Realize that Jesus paid your debt of sin for you. 1 Peter 3:18 says, "For Christ also suffered once for sins, the just for the unjust, that He might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive by the Spirit." 5. Accept God's free gift of eternal life by faith. John chapter 1 verse 12 says, "But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become the children of God, to those who believe in his name." And also in Romans chapter 10 verse 9 it says, "That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved." And number 6, also be assured that your salvation is through Christ alone and not your works. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9 say, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast." If you would like to receive God's free gift of eternal life right now, you may by a simple prayer made to God in faith. You could pray like this: "Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner and that I deserve God's judgment. I do not want to have to face that judgment, but I want to be saved and go to heaven. So please forgive me of my sins and come into my life now to be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for dying for my sins, and I thank you for the free gift of eternal life." If you have prayed this and believed with all your heart in Jesus as your Savior, then the Word of God assures you that you have been saved. It is not based on how you feel, but on your trust in the Lord Jesus.
Take and seal it for thy courts above.
Thank you for listening to today's lesson. If you have any questions or comments for us, or you would like more information about God's way of salvation or about our church, then please contact us. You may call Daniel at 024-325-1081, or if you prefer to speak Chi, then you may call Shadrach at 024-442-1948. Again, those numbers are Daniel at 024-325-1081, or for Chi, call Shadrach at 024-442-1948. The Believer's Bible Assembly is a non-denominational church believing and practicing the teachings of the New Testament. Please tune in to this broadcast each Sunday morning at this time. Until next time, may the Lord bless you.